Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM.
All right, Lee Sterling is on the clock. He will have a couple of Big 12 games that he's going to pick, a couple out of the Big 10, including his game of the week, and he's going to lay some knowledge on us with the Chiefs in Oakland. Be interesting to see what he has as that line. We have it in our State Farm picks as, well, it's 7, but I teased it up to 7.5. So we'll see what Lee thinks about the spread at Oakland. He's going to also pick the Chargers in Detroit. Game tonight, there's one game. It's a standalone game, and it's KU. He's not going to pick it. We are, without, I guess, giving away, or you can if you want. How do you see that one playing out with Boston College? Just an okay ACC team over the years. They've been just kind of middling, and there's nothing special about BC, but we know about KU, and I think it's possible, isn't it, that even if KU doesn't win, depending on how they play, you can come away feeling good about Les Miles and KU? Is that possible?
I don't know how anyone could have any faith in Kansas going on the road against a credible Power 5 opponent based on what we've seen through the first 2 weeks and historically what we've known about the program. I think it's a pretty easy pick.
Against the
and
number even?
Enthusiastic.
Well, straight up, of course, but against the number even? I mean, can they hang around? That's
well,
my real question.
I mean, what's Boston College score in this game? 30, low 30s? 35?
I think best case 31? Scenario, 30, right around 30.
Okay. All right.
I mean, can KU score
KU
more?
KU scores better than 17?
Honestly, wouldn't that be at 30 to 17? Wouldn't that be all right? We didn't. This is terrible to say, but, I mean, you're starting at the ground floor. Like you said yesterday, we're starting at ground zero, kind of. And this is their first road game, which always makes you a little nervy.
I think 30 to 17 is about the best they can hope for.
I also agree. I do. Anything less than 30 points and anything right around the teens for KU would be a – you know, not an eyebrow raiser, but a kind of a head nod. Be like, okay.
They scored 7 points at home against Coastal Carolina. Well, thank you, Max.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
Max, we got a little hungry heart going again. There we go.
Hey, right. Thank you, Max.
As much as we like the boss.
And they were offensively challenged against Indiana State the week before. Mm-hmm. What really, at this point, makes either one of us or anyone believe that they can score 17 on the road against easily the best defense that they've faced probably 2 times over?
Well, the issue that I had and the head scratcher for me starts with getting the plays to the players, and all 11 guys know exactly where you're going. I was a little, not dumbfounded, because you got communication issues. Those are going to happen. But to that degree, to where in the Star on Sunday and Monday, it was like, all right, from the booth down to Les Miles and him and one other guy signaling the plays in or sending them in with somebody coming in. And basically, at least one of Peyton Bender's interceptions was due to miscommunication. Like, he zigged when I thought he was going to zag. And that has got to be...
Carter Stanley.
that's got to be job number one. And I'm not putting it on Stanley either, because right. he's not going to necessarily throw anybody under the bus, but they're going to blanket statement it by saying we need to all get on the same page. That means somebody didn't know what they were doing. You know, somebody ran the wrong route. Somebody missed an assignment.
I mean, Shane, that's – and so now you're making my argument for me. I mean, if you're not on the same page and the avenues – and you're being challenged with avenues of communication right now, and on top of it, you are lacking in talent and depth – isn't that kind of double indemnity?
You got to be doing it more efficient and better than the other guy.
You better be operating at a pretty high level, from an execution standpoint, to even be relevant in a game like this, mm-hmm. I would think. And look, I'm not saying Boston College is anything great, but it's Boston College on the road.
Yeah.
You're playing against, I mean, granted, it's an ACC team that's not Clemson, so yeah, okay, that's fine. But still, this is going to be by far the biggest test that Kansas faces to this point in the season by, what, another 70% more than they've faced against either Coastal Carolina or Indiana State at home? Again, 7 points against Coastal Carolina at home. 7 points. Why in the world would we give them 17? Why in the world would we give them 14? Maybe they can score 10, although they've got kicking issues too.
Yeah. They're going to have to have, this is bad to say, but they're going to have BC shoot itself in the foot a time or two.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
And turn it over, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
Right, which is possible.
Yeah, it is.
You never know. I mean, you never know. They've got a big time running back.
Yep.
So they have the capacity to do some things with him. The problem is that Kansas is very one dimensional.
All right, we got Lee. We got Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. We're just talking about the KU game at Boston College tonight, Lee. We are going to explore a few Big 12 games. KU not being one of them. A couple of marquee games.
They got to win a game first, right?
Well, we were just talking. They need to score like 17 points first. Yeah. You know,
and I don't know how that happens.
Baby steps for them. All right, Lee, you want to start with the OU-UCLA game?
Yep,
UCLA
sure.
is 0-2 and really a sad sack program under Chip Kelly, who they thought were going to turn it around, and OU looks like it's not missing a beat. We got OU minus 21 going out to UCLA. What do you see here?
I don't know if you guys saw this. You saw the giving away tickets to this game?
Yes.
Yes. And I mean, people aren't taking them.
Would you?
No.
But,
no, I wouldn't.
You ready for this? I heard that over 300 Oklahoma fans bought tickets last week just so they can get the free tickets for this weekend. So this is an incredible development. I mean, they started off 0-2 now, back-to-back years, and I mean, how bad are things going for Chip Kelly? Well, you think about their dynamic playmaking. He was at Oregon. They have a quarterback now. They're averaging only 5.8 yards per attempt. I mean, this is, you got to get more out of that, your passing game. Their defense, San Diego State, which, I mean, is horrific throwing the football. Maybe one of the worst passing teams. Well, they run the ball, obviously, a lot. But, you know, they just don't throw the football. And I mean, they put up 293 yards passing last week. I mean, almost unheard of numbers, a career best for their quarterback. So I just think that UCLA's up against it. Jalen Hurts, I thought he was going to be a good fit, but he's a great fit mm-hmm. for this offense, completing 83% of his passes. I think Oklahoma runs away from UCLA 62-21.
Hmm.
I couldn't agree more. I think Jalen Hurts, in fact, you're a former quarterback. Give me a cent. I think he fits better than either Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray, and I think that he'll prove that.
I was going to say that.
I believe that.
I might get a couple people to think that I've lost my mind.
No.
I think he is. I think he is the perfect
fit. I think he is, too.
Take nothing
away.
Those two guys were great. I think he's sensational. in this offense.
No question. I couldn't agree with you more. All right. ESPN game day is going to be in Ames, Iowa, Iowa State. This is always a really fun game, Lee. This is one of those games that kind of fall under the radar, but it's great to be in the state of Iowa on a Saturday at either one of these places. And when they're playing each other, it's even better.
Biggest ticket ever. You got to pay $250 just to get the door for this game.
Wow.
So
wow.
I think this is the most hyped Cy-Hawk clash since the series resumed in 1977. Now, I do believe Iowa State's a good team, but they almost need a Sam Erlinger type of performance to win this game. Brock Purdy's good. I just don't know if he has the weapons, even that Texas had, or anything close to beat this Iowa team, because Iowa, Nathan Stanley's going to be a second or third rounder. He is that good. Their running backs are good, better offensive line, much better run defense. So I just think that unless he can be almost perfect, he throws for 350 or 400 yards and doesn't have an interception, I think Iowa's the right side, 26-20.
Lee had a couple of incredible plays this past week, one in college with the Oregon route over Nevada and Baltimore over the Dolphins, winning a combined 95 units. So give him a call when we're done here. He's got a 45-unit release in college football. All right, speaking of the Kansas schools, K-State goes on the road for the first time. They got a kind of a tall task going to Mississippi State, the first roadie for K-State under Chris Klieman. They are getting 7.5.
And last year, it was one of my biggest plays. I love Mississippi State. I just thought that they were bigger, stronger, and faster than Kansas State, and it played out that way. And I think that things have changed, and this happens sometimes in one year. Now, all of a sudden, got a new coach. I think that Bill Snyder, after witnessing that game, one of the reasons he just realized he couldn't compete. But this team now, under Chris Klieman, is playing with a renewed energy. I think they finally decided on a quarterback, which is huge, and I think that Skylar Thompson's doing a nice job delivering the ball. And then Ball State transfer running back James Gilbert fits in nicely with this offense here. And also the front seven, which was average last year, playing at a high level. They only lost one starter from last year. I think it's going to give Mississippi State some problems. Mississippi State starting quarterback Tommy Stevens, it looks like, will go with a shoulder injury, but he's not 100%, and if he gets knocked out of the games, I mean, the backups for Mississippi State are not good, and Kansas State loves being an underdog, 15-5 the last 20 games as a dog. Upset of the weekend, guys, Kansas State knocks off Mississippi State 28-26.
Wow, you're calling the win straight out. Yep. I love the number in that game, but good for you, Lee. I appreciate that.
They're begging you. They're begging you to take Kansas State. Don't fall for the trap.
Absolutely. I hear you. All right, let's get to the NFL. Chargers and Lions. Where's your level of intrigue in this one?
More than the Arizona and Detroit game from last Sunday.
Yes.
That game was brutal. And so I'm sitting with my nephew, who's in the ninth grade, and really getting into football. He turns to me and he goes, both these teams are bad and the coaches are terrible. I said, you are ready to coach in the NFL since you figured that out. That's the problem with these teams. But I just think that the Chargers are up against it. You know, the NFL stands for not for long. They got to travel. To them, it's going to feel like they're playing at 10 a.m. They got injuries all across the board. Derwin James, their best defensive player, is out. Russell Okung, their best offensive lineman, is out. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think Detroit's going to run the ball effectively with Kerry. I like the fact they spread. Detroit does spread teams out on defense. And with those three receivers, especially James and Amendola, playing at a high level, and I love rookie tight end here, T.J. Hockenson. I think Detroit, you know, they're one of these teams, when they're terrible and they lose or tie in last week, and then they're under the radar, they'll win a game, and then they'll get your hopes up, and then they'll come crashing again. But for this week, they're going to win. They're knocking off the Chargers 30-27.
All right, the Kansas City's last scheduled trip to the black hole after a 1-0 start. The Chiefs go to Oakland. What's the spread? It's floated around a little bit. What do you got as a spread, and what do you see here, Lee?
Well, yeah, it hasn't moved as much as the Miami line. The Miami line, the look-ahead line, if you were to bet the Patriots 1 week ago today, you could have gotten that line for -9, and that line is now -19. But
this line,
you know, just it hasn't, you haven't seen that kind of float, but we are seeing, you know, some back and forth. Went as high as 9, 9.5. It's now down to 7. And I think that Kansas City's the right side here. You know, maybe HBO would like to keep this thing going with the Hard Knocks. It really would have gotten interesting to see what AB would have done how they would have talked about him after he left and in the locker room last week before the game and after the game would have been big celebration. But some people think that the Chiefs are vulnerable without Hill, but I don't. I think that this Georgia rookie, Hardman, is going to have a big game here. He looked great in the preseason here. And also, how about this? The first five weeks of the season since 2017, Chiefs a perfect 11-0 against the spread. Give me the Chiefs. They keep rolling. Most consistent team in the NFL right now, 38-21.
All right, that'll make Chiefs fans happy. Go to ParamountSports.com if you want his 45-point play of the week. And your game of the week, for our purposes, is a Nebraska team coming off a gut-wrenching loss. They go home to play NIU.
Yeah, big game for them here. Need to get up off the deck after last week where everything went wrong in the second half. Their secondary played poorly. So we're looking to find out if they can win this game by 2 touchdowns, or can Northern Illinois, which is usually a tough road team, keep it close. First 10 callers get Nebraska, Northern Illinois on me. Just call 800-400-9741. You want to get my first 45-unit play. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. Last week had a 40-unit play on the Oregon Ducks, 35 units on the Baltimore Ravens. Biggest play of the year. Just go to ParamountSports.com, buy the game individually, $97, or 3 weeks for $297. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks, Lee. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. When we come back, the Cindio Twitter question will remain with football as the theme, but it has to do with inaccurate quarterbacks coming through when you need them the most. Who would you rather have? The Cindio Twitter question coming up.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.